quote from Michael Gove. He was, he was sitting next to me. If anybody wants it, we've got it on tape, and it's very telling. It was what he said about teachers. He wouldn't come to any of the main teachers' unions this year. He deserved a holiday, so he couldn't give up his Easter. And he said of teachers, you would work quite punishing hours. You would put up with a variety of different frustrations, but the guarantee would be at the end of your time that your pension would be relatively secure. You might not earn as much as your contemporaries, who were as well qualified as you. You accepted that. You had good degrees. They had good degrees. They went on to earn more, but you had a fulfilling career that brought you endless joy, and at the end of it, a decent pension. I think, this is Michael Gove's words, I think that's part of the sort of broad contract that you expect. You came in on a certain basis. You should proceed on that basis. Well, he lied. He lied, didn't he? And he's not brave enough to... If our pension pot was so bad, if there was such a massive hole in our pension pot, why not publish the figures? I'll tell you, because there isn't. And I'm just going to finish. A colleague went to speak to her MP in the South, and he wasn't very interested. And at the end she said, are teachers going to get anything out of all these talks then? And the reply was, from not a Labour MP, no, none of us liked our teachers at school. And a Unison colleague, as we walked down, just said, they're not interested in anything that they're not part of. Most Tory MPs' children are privately educated. We've even got some sort of strike action at some of our bigger schools, Eton, Dulwich College, because even our ATL members there are so, I'm not going to swear, cross. So it's lovely to see such a massive turnout. Is anybody going on to Sheffield? Yes, I'll see you all in Sheffield. And I am amazed that I'm standing here. I've never done this in my life before, but I think I'll be doing it more in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay.